This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The group of seven richest democracies on Saturday announced a plan to counter China's growing influence by offering developing nations an infrastructure plan to rival President Xi Jinping's multi-trillion dollar Belt and Road Initiative. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden and other G7 leaders hope the so-called Build Back Better World Initiative will provide a transparent infrastructure partnership to help narrow the $40 trillion needed by developing nations by 2035. The G7 and its allies will use the initiative to mobilize private sector capital in areas such as climate, health and health security, digital technology, and gender equity and equality, according to the White House. China's Belt and Road Initiative is a multi-trillion dollar infrastructure scheme that Xi launched in 2013, involving development and investment initiatives that would stretch from Asia to Europe and beyond. More than 100 countries have signed agreements with China to cooperate in projects like railways, ports, highways, and other infrastructure. Leaders of the G7, the United States, Canada, Britain, Germany, Italy, France, and Japan, want to use their gathering in a British seaside resort to show the world that the richest democracies can offer an alternative to China. The European Union told British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Saturday that he must implement the Brexit deal that he signed to ensure the delicate peace in Northern Ireland and that the 27-member bloc was completely unified on that position. The United States has expressed concern that a dispute between London and Brussels over the implementation of the 2020 Brexit divorce treaty could undermine the 1998 Good Friday peace deal that ended three decades of violence. This is VOA News. Italian police said on Saturday they had arrested a Romanian citizen who was the subject of an international arrest warrant from Britain for the manslaughter of 39 Vietnamese people who were being smuggled into Britain. 28-year-old Stefan Damian Dragos allegedly provided the truck which was used to smuggle the group of migrants who were found dead in a freight container on the back of the vehicle in October 2019, according to Italian police. The discovery of so many dead people, two as young as 15, in the back of the truck in the industrial estate in the east of London shocked Britain and Vietnam. It also shined a spotlight on illicit global trade that sends the poor of Asia, Africa, and the Middle East on journeys to the West. In January, four men who admitted or were found guilty of manslaughter and immigration offenses were given long jail sentences. Hong Kong democracy activist Agnes Chow described prison as, quote, agony on Saturday after she was released on the second anniversary of the city's huge democracy rallies, with police out in force and protests now all but banned. 2,000 officers have been placed on standby after social media calls for residents to commemorate the failed democracy demonstrations. Authorities have kept a coronavirus prohibition on public gatherings despite the city recording just three local infections in the last month. A Beijing-imposed national security law has also criminalized many ways of protesting, and most of the city's democracy leaders have been arrested, jailed, or fled overseas. Chow spent around 7 months behind bars for her role in a 2019 protest outside the city's police headquarters. Fellow youth activists Joshua Wong and Ivan Lam were sentenced in the same case. Polls opened in Algeria on Saturday for a parliamentary election. The ruling establishment hopes will turn a page on 2 years of political unrest, but which many voters are expected to ignore. The country's current president has called for a high turnout, but there has been little public enthusiasm for voting in recent elections, with many Algerians convinced real power is wielded by the army and security forces. The election takes place against the backdrop of political upheaval in the northern African country after a protest movement led to the ousting of its last president in 2019 and the fall of many other senior officials. Results are expected on Sunday. And armed cattle thieves have killed 53 people in northwest Nigeria, according to police and local residents on Saturday, the latest violence to hit the region. Scores of motorcycle-riding gunmen called bandits on Thursday through Friday invaded villages shooting residents. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.